Oh my God. Look behind us. Please pan in this way, please. This is it.
That's the building coming down.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Freedom and fear, justice and cruelty have always been at war. And we know that God is not neutral between them.
No!
Whatever the dangers of the action we take, the dangers of inaction are far, far greater.
Half hour later, we see the second one banging.
Something else just hit. A very large plane just flew directly over my building, and there's been another collision.
They hate our freedoms, our freedom of religion, our freedom of speech.
How can they possibly justify using naked force to crush a people who ask for nothing more than the right to lead their own lives in freedom and dignity?
There's no words to describe what's going on out there. I mean, you see bodies just coming a half hour later, still coming out of the damn sky.
Because the greatest rebuke we can offer to those who attack our way of life is to demonstrate clearly we are not cowed in any way whatsoever.
Where was your last location? Where was your last location? Talk to us.
These terrorists kill not merely to end lives, but to disrupt and end a way of life.
Stand out. Yeah. Come on. Tell me, what floor you on? We got a female officer down, possibly on the third floor on the second tower.
Brute force may intimidate, but it cannot form the basis of an enduring society.
In all that lies before us, may God grant us wisdom, and may He watch over the United States of America.
Nobody has said it better than Shakespeare. Imagination, your mind's eye, recalling the horror, the bravery, and the resolve of 9/11.
Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts.
Looks like 6-7 floors were taken out. And there's more right now. Hold on, people are
just a moment. We got an explosion inside.
The building's exploding right now. You got people running up the street.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
The victims were in airplanes, were in their offices. Secretaries, businessmen and women, military and federal workers, moms and dads, friends and neighbors.
That's a test ball. We got a second tower down.
Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil, despicable acts of terror. These acts of mass murder were intended to frighten our nation into chaos and retreat, but they have failed. Our country is strong. A great people has been moved to defend a great nation.
We're going to just keep digging. We're going to keep trying to reach them. We're going to keep seeing if we hear noise, keep seeing if we can pull people out of there alive.
America was targeted for attack because we're the brightest beacon for freedom and opportunity in the world. And no one will keep that light from shining.
We got another tower collapse. Another tower collapsed.
None of us will ever forget this day. Yet we go forward to defend freedom and all that is good and just in our world.
I'm just thinking about the firemen I see going up the stairs behind me and look at half of his building. I don't know.
On September the 11th, enemies of freedom committed an act of war against our country.
I know that my father, he wouldn't have just left them. He wouldn't have just left everyone behind. He would have looked for his workers. He would have helped people.
Each of us will remember what happened that day and to whom it happened. We'll remember the moment the news came, where we were, and what we were doing.
I can't find anybody from 5 rescues and 7 squads. And
we got a building collapse with officers possibly trapped in the train station.
Some will remember an image of a fire or a story of rescue. Some will carry memories of a face and a voice gone forever.
He absolutely saved my life, and he had training as a firefighter. The idea of him coming back up and saving me is like just totally incredible. What a hero.
And I will carry this. It is the police shield of a man named George Howard, who died at the World Trade Center trying to save others. It was given to me by his mom, Arlene,
as a proud memorial to her son.
We lost people that have given over 40 years.
They should have been here already. The rig is not back. They're not back. They should have been back.
It is my reminder of lives that ended in a task that does not end.
For too long, the world has just shrugged its shoulders at terrorism. But we now know that none of us as Americans can avoid that terrorism unless we take strong action against it.
We got one half of 13 George unaccounted for. We got 6 World Trade, 7 World Trade, and the North Tower. We got reports of officer strapped
in. We saw it in New York City today. Firemen and policewomen, volunteers, men and women from all over America and other countries were there together working to recover from this horrible, horrible incident.
The double MOS is trapped inside of Building 5.
The horror of it all is all the first alarm, second alarm, third alarm, fifth alarm companies. They're all in there.
We have suffered great loss. And in our grief and anger, we have found our mission and our moment.
Shock was days ago. And trembling and fear was 2 days ago. And now it's I'm angered. And I want to get back in there and try to save.
I know there are struggles ahead and dangers to face. But this country will define our times, not be defined by them.
My brother works in the 91st floor, and he's unaccounted for at this time.
There was no people to be seen. Even the dogs couldn't find people.
As long as the United States of America is determined and strong, this will not be an age of terror.
I drove down the West Side Highway, and there were people cheering, and it just... I think it rose everybody, it elevated everybody's spirits at that time. And there's some fine people down there, the finest people I've ever seen trying to help.
And I want to say one more thing. Osama bin Laden, you can kiss my royal Irish ass.